Rural Focus.
All Sheep Producers Australia and Cattle Australia, they have jointly welcomed that $8.6 million support package for WA farmers that was announced late last week by the WA state government. Now, to help further inform the WA task force, a survey has been developed. You can get the survey up at Sheep Producers Australia website. Just look up sheepproducers.com.au and find out and see how the survey is going and some other little bits and pieces this morning. We thought we'd catch in with the big boss, the CEO of Sheep Producers Australia, Bonnie Skinner. Just join us on Rural Focus. Bonnie, hello there to you.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, as I said, the survey is out. What's the purpose of the survey?
Well, really what we want to be able to do is have a snapshot of what's going on the ground. So it's really important in situations like this to get information from people who are going through it firsthand to understand exactly what is happening and what they need. So this provides us with really important data that we can provide to the Dry Season Task Force, which we've been invited to be a part of, which was established a couple of weeks ago. So it's a very, very important means to understand and get information straight from the farm.
So how's it all going and what's the response been like?
It has been a really welcome and overwhelming response, I think, for the fact that the survey just went out last Friday.
Yep.
And we did have a short time frame on it, and that is because the task force meets again this Friday, and we needed to collect as much data as quickly as possible. So we've had over 530 responses as of this morning, which really just shows us there's a lot of people that need help, and there are a lot of people that are willing to let us know exactly what they need as well.
What do you say to those who have come out and said that the survey is pretty much, well, a little too late?
It's never too late to provide this kind of information. So the Dry Season Task Force was established on the 19th, and this survey has come out basically a week later. So I think the important thing to highlight with this situation is that we've got a Mediterranean climate in Western Australia. Producers are very adept to managing drier conditions. Mm. I think we've got a particularly exacerbated situation at the moment, just off the back of a depressed market and low market prices over there as well. So there's a few things happening all at once over there. And so continuing to collect information, particularly as we know that the break's not going to come until mid to late May is what they're saying at the moment. It's never too late to provide this information back up to the government so that they know exactly what people need help with.
Yeah, all right. Is it just me, Bonnie, or should the governments around Australia have a better understanding of the impacts of dry seasons? We know it changes, say, from WA to South Australia to Victoria. Should governments kind of know this?
Yeah, I think there's certainly been a change to the way that governments respond to drought over the years, and it is much more focused now in terms of policy around providing people the help to build resilience within their business and their farming systems to weather bad periods rather than to respond to emergency situations. Mm. But as I said, I think this is a unique situation in Western Australia, and a lot of the feedback that we're having is that exacerbation of it's not just dry conditions, it's deteriorating market conditions as well. We know that the proposed phase out of live sheep exports are certainly having a big impact on people's management decisions now and contributing to a huge drop in confidence. So I think, you know, governments ought to be staying clear of intervening in markets ultimately and certainly helping to build resilience amongst producers to be able to navigate these things themselves.
Yeah, I did see a question in the survey. There is a question there about what participants want, say, out of this task force. Can you give us a hint on what sort of respondents are saying about this?
We're still collecting all of the data from the survey that's coming in, but at a rough cut, a lot of people are encouraging, certainly just to the point that I made before, for markets to remain open for their sheep. There's an overwhelming response from people who are just wanting to be able to sell these sheep into their market and enjoy strong market competition. So that's a really strong thing that's coming through. Certainly a lot of requests and support for, you know, freight, fodder assistance as well as transport. So those are some key themes coming through, but we'll be collating those later this week.
So where can people find that survey if they haven't done so already? And I know you've got a bit of an update on this survey.
Yeah, we certainly have. While we've had a good response so far, we've also had a lot of requests for people to have a little bit more time. We totally understand people are seeding at the moment and they're carting feed and water as well. So we're going to extend it by another week until the 8th of May. So if people need to find it, they can certainly head to our website. website, sheepproducers.com.au, and the link is up there on the website. And it's certainly available as well through a number of other platforms as well. So we'll have to share that with you on your website too, Troy.
The survey until next week. So you still got a further week because it was going to close today, wasn't it?
Yes, we were going to close it off today. It's going to be open for another week.
So you can check out Sheep Producers Australia or maybe Cattle Australia. Check out their social media pages.
Yeah. Yep. Western Dairy. There's a lot of organisations are promoting it at the moment.
Yeah, righto. Any figures, Christian, without notice here for you, Bonnie? Any figures on what the Live X announcement cost the industry? Do you know?
This is the question that we've all been trying to find out for a long time. We're certainly asking this question of politicians when we were up on the hill a few weeks ago. There is not much information coming out of government on this as to the progress or the status or the development of this phase out plan. So your guess is as best as mine, but certainly I think it's a hugely complex situation. It's not just a matter of pulling out a type of supply chain, and I think that understanding is now starting to ruminate with the people that have made this decision. So we wait and see, unfortunately.
Yeah, that we most certainly do. All right, so you've got a further week, people, to get on in and have your say on the survey. It should take, what, about 5-10 minutes?
Yeah, well, I think we're seeing that it's probably taking people about 10 to 15 minutes, which we all appreciate that's a little bit of time, but I can really assure you that this information is going direct to the source and it's incredibly valuable. So we do really appreciate people taking the time to do that when I know it is a busy and a stressful time.
How are things with Sheep Producers Australia? I'm guessing you've got a fair bit on at the moment.
We do. We do. As the big body, we work across a number of national issues. Live export is one of those. We're certainly very busy with some of the government's reforms that they're trying to undertake, including things like the biosecurity protection levy. We've got a lot of reform happening as well and strategy development around carbon and climate, which is another big sort of industry issue for the future, of course. So there is a lot to keep us busy. We are based out of Canberra, but we work on national issues. So there's always a lot in that space.
Before you go, that website that our listeners can go to do the survey if they haven't done so already?
Yes, if they head to www.sheepproducers.com.au, they can find the link there. Right. And we'll share that with you, Troy, as well, to make sure that there's a copy there for everyone to access.
Right. Go ahead and do that. The good news is you've got another week to do the survey. So don't go stressing out, I've got to do this, got to do that. You've got an extra week to do so. So go ahead and do that. Hey, Bonnie, thanks for your time on Rural Focus this morning. We'll chat again soon.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Troy.
Sheep Producers Australia CEO Bonnie Skinner on Rural Focus this morning, chatting about the survey, of course, to inform the WA Task Force. And the great news is you have now a further week to do so. So if you were trying to get it all done because it was going to close later today, now you've got until next week to get the survey done. To find it, just head along to the website. Sheepproducers.com.au is the website to go to. Nice to chat with Bonnie on Rural Focus this morning.